The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for August is Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress. Robert Jeffress, the pastor of Dallas First Baptist Church. You can hear Pathway to Victory weekdays at 11:30 in the mornings and on Sunday morning at 9. Recently, Pastor Jeffress was discussing the subject of Abraham and some of the things that lead to worry in our lives.
The basis of all worry is, first of all, calculating without God. Looking at the situation, using logic, but never thinking about what if God supernaturally intervened in this situation. You know, that's the mistake the disciples made when they were with Jesus. They had a crowd of over 5,000 to listen to Jesus teach, and the sermon was running a little long, and it was getting ready to be dinner time. And the disciples rightly concluded, these people are going to be hungry, and they're going to depend upon us to feed them. They assessed the situation properly. They calculated logically that 5 loaves and 2 fish would not be enough to feed a group of more than 5,000, but they forgot whom they were listening to, God himself. They failed to add God to the equation. Do you know what Abraham should have done when he saw this famine in the land and began to worry about it? He should have thrown that problem right back into God's lap. He should have said, God, this is your problem. You're the one who said, I'm going to be the father of a great nation. I'm about to die here. So if you don't take care of this situation, it's your name, not my name, that is going to be blasphemed among the Gentiles. You say, well, you shouldn't pray that way. Oh, yeah. Look in the Bible at those kind of prayers. David all the time was praying, Lord, destroy my enemies, lest they defile your name and your reputation be sullied. Or remember Moses? God was so tired of the Israelites in the book of Numbers and their unbelief. He said, I'm going to destroy them and start over again with a new nation. And Moses intervened in Numbers 14. He said, God, you can't do that. If you do that, your name will be blasphemed. You'll be seen as a God who can't keep his promises. No, that leads us to the second statement about worry. Worry is assuming responsibility God never intended us to have. Assuming responsibility that belongs to God. Whenever we start worrying about the things God is responsible for, we're going to get burdened down with anxiety. Let me just be real practical here for a moment. Parents, the Bible says we're responsible for training our children in the Word of God. But have you noticed you can't control the responses of your children or your grandchildren? You can teach them, you can encourage them, you can counsel them, but they ultimately have to make a choice, and you're not responsible for the choice. I mean, God didn't even control the choices of his first two children. They both rebelled in the Garden of Eden. Whenever you try to assume responsibility for your children's choices, you're going to be filled with worry. Or single adults listening to me right now, maybe you believe it's God's will for you to be married. Yes, God has given some requirements for selecting a mate that we'll look at in a few weeks. God's given those. We ought to follow those. But ultimately, it's not your responsibility to find a mate. If God wants you to be married, he's the one who's responsible for bringing that mate into your life. I'm just saying to you, the basis of all worry is assuming responsibility that belongs to God. We can't handle that. And what happens is, whenever we feel like we are responsible, that leads us to take shortcuts. It leads us to disobedience. Anytime we assume responsibility that belongs to God, we're going to be led to do ungodly things.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for August is Pathway to Victory, featuring Dr. Robert Jeffress. Hear Pathway to Victory weekday mornings at 11:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.